Hey family, how are you? I pray all is well in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and you. That's right, He is your God, and what a mighty God we serve. How are you feeling, family? I pray you are well today in the mighty name of our Lord Christ Jesus. Let's talk a little bit about today, family. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad in it. Psalms 118:24. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him and to keep his commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live in increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. Deuteronomy 30:16. Worry not about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has its own trouble. Matthew 6:34. Today, what could you change today? What could you do today? What could you fix today? Who can you forgive today? Who could you love today? What could you give today? Family, we have to build a mental attitude around today. We are so focused on tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. Our mind is bombarded with anxious thoughts of the future, not realize that we are being paralyzed by thoughts that are turning into materialism. We're seeing the manifestations of our thoughts, blaming the world, blaming God, not realizing that we are each accountable and responsible for the thoughts that we think. For as a man thinketh, so is he. We are a product of our thoughts. We are a product of the words that come out of our mouth. By our words, we are justified, and by our words, we are condemned. But yet we continuously speak negatively and think negatively, focusing on a future that is unclear and unknown. But we have the peaceful love of today. I can't see into next month. I can't see into tomorrow. But I got the beauty in my eye of today. And I get to choose how I feel. I get to choose what I do. I get to choose how I act. I get to choose how I respond. I get to choose today, because it's going to reflect tomorrow. The decisions and the actions that I make today will reflect tomorrow. What could you do today, family? What could you change? You know, our attitude is our choice. We can either be grateful or take for granted, but the choice is ours. There is nothing and no one outside of us that can control our attitude, that can control us either being grateful or sitting in a pool of woe is me. That choice is on you and me. But if we develop a mental attitude to say, today is the day that the Lord has made. Today is another day that God has given me in the land of the living. Today is another opportunity to press towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Today is a day that I can reach out to that person that I love so much and offer forgiveness. Today is a day that I can reach out to someone and offer love that I have been pushing away. Today is the day that I can give to someone that I know is in need. Today I can fix what I see that is broken. Today, family, what could you do today? And I'm not sure when you're going to listen to this, the time that you're listening to. But please know it's not about the time, because the day isn't over when you listen to it. Even if you're listening at 11:59 p.m., because come 12 o'clock, it's a new today. And you get to choose what you do for that day. You get to choose if you're going to praise and worship God and glorify God for the gift of life that he has given you, or you're going to choose to take for granted every breath that God has given you and waste it on murmuring and complaining today. Are you wasting the beauty of today with thoughts that are draining you? Are you going to waste today with energy being sucked out of you? Are you going to waste today being mad and angry at someone? It's taxing to be angry. It's taxing to be mad because you're the only one who's going to be so caught up in thoughts while the other person is living their life. So why give them your energy today? When you get frustrated and aggravated with people as you cross them on the path and the journey of today, is it worth giving them your energy? Is it worth being upset about the things people do because you can't control what they do? Because just like your attitude is on you, their attitude is on them. And I'm not going to be moved in my spirit today because you chose to be angry today. I'm not going to let someone steal the joy of the Lord, which is my strength, because they are falling into the weakness of the anxious worries in their own mind. See, that's why the Bible says in our weakness, his strength is made perfect. Because if I sit in my anxiousness, I'm going to be weak. But if I sit in the righteous hand of the Lord, I'm going to be strong. That I really don't need to know how today is going to turn out. But because his word says all things are working for my good, that I could believe that today is going to work out for my good. That it's going to work together, no matter how it started, no matter how it looked like, that it's going to work together for me today. And when you have that conscious mindset and you begin to practice it and it gets into your subconscious mind, you develop a pattern of positivity. You develop a pattern of positive thoughts, and therefore you develop and materialize a positive life. We are a product of our thoughts. We are a product of the words that come out of our mouth. So if we build a mental attitude around the importance of today, tomorrow is not promised. Today is all we have. Yesterday is gone. We can't change yesterday. We can't do nothing about yesterday, but we have the power within us to make a move for today. Today, you can do so much. You can just close your eyes and use your imagination and say, what could I do today that I couldn't do yesterday or that I didn't think about yesterday? That I'm not limited in any way because my Father, oh, how powerful, oh, how mighty my Heavenly Father is, that he gives all good gifts. Hallelujah. They come from above, and he equipped me with everything that I need. And he said that I'm victorious. He said I'm the head. He said I'm above. He said, what did God say? And this is why we need to know the word, because it's the word of God that's going to help us get through today. It is the word of God that helps us build this mental attitude around today, that my God is good, therefore today is good. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to be grateful. I'm going to be a blessing. This is an attitude that we get to choose. That's why I love Psalms. David said, the Lord has done it. It's done. It's finished. So let us rejoice today. We can choose whether or not we're going to woe is me or rejoice. To look at what we don't have and take for granted for what we do have, or be grateful. Be grateful. Because see, the little we think we do have could be taken. Remember what Jesus says. He who has more will be given, but the little he has, that will be taken away. So if you only think you have a little, just imagine that little being taken away. And it's taken away by your attitude. It's taken away by you being negative and taking for granted the blessing of life, the blessings that are before your eyes. But if you see, even with the eyes of heaven, because it's not what is seen, and you can see past what you can see with your natural eyes and say, I got it all, that I lack nothing. I have an abundance because my Father is a God of abundance. He's a God of increase. Family, if we had that attitude, if we had that mental attitude that no matter what happens, I'm choosing to be grateful. I'm choosing to be thankful. I'm choosing to rejoice. I'm choosing to smile. I'm choosing to respond and not react. I'm choosing to give. I'm choosing to forgive. I'm choosing to love. I'm choosing to build. I'm choosing to fix. I'm choosing not to wait on someone else to do something that God has called me to do. Whatsoever you see your hand fit to do, do it. And I choose to do it. Because my tomorrow is influenced by what I do today. Our relationships are no greater tomorrow than they are today. Our health is no greater tomorrow than what we do today, the habits we start today. Our finances is no more increased than our spending habits today. Everything is based on today. And it's up to us to choose today. It's up to us to say, I want to make a change today, that I am going to declare and decree the word of the Lord today, that I'm going to walk in obedience today, that I'm going to walk in the laws of my God today, that I'm going to worship and honor him today. See, you may have been slacking in your prayer life. See, you might have been slacking in your fasting. You may have been slacking in your devotion unto God and spending time with him in the secret place. But today you can say, I'm getting back on track. Today, I want to sit in the presence of God. Today, it's all about today, family. And what you choose will be your tomorrow. Stop pointing the finger at life. Stop pointing the finger at God. Stop pointing the finger at the devil. Today is the day the Lord has made. And you either maximize it or you don't. You are responsible. You are responsible. God has equipped us and given us the tools to have a successful day. In the world, you will have tribulation. But the tool is knowing that in him, we will have rest. In him, we will have peace. Are you using that tool? The tool of his word that will never return unto him void. The tool of the whole armor of God that will help you stand and fight an effective warfare. The tool of the Holy Spirit of God that is your comforter, that is your helper, that will never leave or forsake you. Are you using your tools to have a successful today? It's up to you, family. It's up to you what you choose to meditate on. It's up to you how today will go. It's up to you how the day will end, because how it ends, tomorrow it will begin. So I pray that you say, today I'm going to make a change. Whatever that change is for you, everybody's today needs to change a little differently. But you have to be determined and intentional about making the necessary shifts and changes that'll help you today. And that you don't just use it for today, but that every day you wake up with the attitude, what could I do today? As you leave yesterday in the wind, as you leave tomorrow in the hands of God, what could I do today? We would be less stressful, less anxious, if we were so more focused on today than tomorrow. Tomorrow got you depressed. Tomorrow got you in your feelings. Tomorrow got you sick to your stomach. But today has all the joy and the laughter and the smiles, depending on how you choose to look at it. Like I said, you can either be grateful as you look around and see the many blessings that are around you, or you could sit in a pool of woe is me and take for granted every day that God has given you. It's up to you. It's up to me to decide what we're going to do today. And today, I rejoice in the God that we serve. Today, I surrender to the Holy Spirit of God. Today, I submit to His sovereignty. Today, I choose to declare and decree and walk in His laws. Today, I choose to fix what's in my power to do so. I choose to build. I choose to love. I choose to give. I choose because I am making sure and influencing my tomorrow by what I do today. Whatever you need to do, family, do it today. Don't wait on tomorrow. And don't wait on someone else's participation. It's in you. Everything you need is in you. For greater is He that is on the inside of me than him that is in the world. Stop waiting for external situations and circumstances to change. Stop waiting for people to show up the way you expect them to change. And you take the initiative to be the change. Because when we change, we'll start seeing everything around us and the people we love change. But it starts with us, and it starts today. You are the peace you desire. You are the love you desire. You are. I am that I am. If you feel like you're full of confusion, just know that you are the clarity that you seek. Once you stop worrying about tomorrow and next week and next month and focus on today, focus on the beauty of today, focus on the blessings of today, focus on a God that is a present help today, focus on a God that will never leave you comfortless today, focus on family today. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God today. It's all about today. And when we build a mental attitude, shifting our mind on what we could do today, our tomorrow is going to be wonderful. It can't be nothing less than wonderful because we are so intentional today. And it's funny, every day is today. And that's why this is so important. It's only tomorrow because we're in today. But when tomorrow comes, it's now today. So today, family, focus on the truth. The truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Focus. Focus. Get out of the world, get out of your situation, get out of the circumstance, get out of your feelings, and get into today. Let go of what it looked like and grab a hold of what it really is, because it's so much more than what you see. What are you meditating on? Is it worth your joy? Is it worth the time that could be spent on something else? The time we spend worrying takes away the time we could be using building. You can't be active in worry at the same time. You got to give one up. I want to be active. Therefore, I have to have a mindset that allows me to be active. And if I can meditate on today, that gives me the energy to complete every task that is before me, because I'm not concerned about anything else but what I can do today. And whatever you wanted to do today and you couldn't finish it, don't get upset about what you couldn't finish. Make sure you do it and tackle it today, the today of tomorrow. I like that. The today of tomorrow. But you get to choose, family. Stop blaming your attitude on outside situations and circumstances. Stop blaming your attitude on other people. You are the one that is in control. You get to choose how your day will go. Your mood is your mood, and your mood is determined by your most deeply, deep thoughts, family. Your thoughts change how you feel. And what we feel eventually comes out of our mouth. And those words that are so powerful begin to create. I love the Bible says, if any man speaks, let him speak as an oracle of God. An oracle is a priest or a priestess that's acting as a medium in a place of God. Family, you are the prophet of your life. When you think of a prophet, the prophet is the oracle. The prophet is standing in the gap. The prophet is sharing the word of the Lord. But when we speak, are we speaking as oracles? Are we speaking as instruments for God so that we can begin to see creation in our own life? Are we speaking against? And we're not seeing things create, but we're seeing things destroyed by what's coming out of our mouth. And what's coming out of our mouth is because what we meditate on it. What does the Bible say? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The heart and the mind. Hallelujah. What are you thinking about? Because what you think begins to get so deeply rooted and it comes out of your mouth, then you begin to create destruction. Even though you want to see that garden bloom with flowers and roses and lilies and violets, instead of you put in fertilizer, you put in poison, but it's based on what you're meditating on. Only you can change that. We blame conditions. We blame situations and circumstances when you have the power to change it. It's like a switch. It's that simple. It's that easy. It is. We like to use the crutch and say it's easier said than done. But would we ever know if we don't try? If we don't try to get out of a negative mental headspace? And like I said, most people, anxiety and worries are based on future events that probably never happen. What if, what if, what if, what if, what if, what if? But if we change that and we don't think about what could happen, but think about what God said is happening, how different would our life be? What God has said versus what we think is going to happen are two different things. And this is why we have to be in alignment with God and declare his word and decree his word and be in alignment with the word of God so that we can be and see. I want to be one with God and speak like God and see like God. But it all starts in the head. It all starts with our mental attitude. And what we choose to do with every beautiful day God gives us. Tomorrow, I can't control it. Today is all I have. Yesterday is gone. And yesterday could have been rough. It was really rough. But you get to choose if today is going to be just as rough or a lot easier. And it starts with you shifting your mindset and knowing that the Lord has done a great thing and that you should rejoice in today. Knowing that he's for you, knowing that he's with you in spite of what it looks like. Because we tend to think God has moved away when situations and circumstances don't go our way. But that is not the case. I have experienced in my own life that it's in those darkest hours that he is there ever so closely. I always go back to the footprints in the sand. When you get to a place where you only see one set of footprints and you think God has dipped off, and the truth is he's carrying you along the way. He never leaves. He's faithful. He is so faithful to his word. He has never left you. He will never forsake you. But it's up to us to cast down every high thought. Every high thought that puts itself against the knowledge of God. He tells us, come on, God has told us, cast these negative thoughts down. Choose today. You bring them into captivity. You cause them to obey Christ. You have to do that. Philippians, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of a good report, meditate on these things. Meditate on that today. Don't meditate on tomorrow. I pray you choose today. I pray that the Spirit of the Lord rest upon each and every person that this is for. For it is the anointing that breaketh the yoke. May the anointing rest upon you, breaking off a negative mental attitude. I pray that the comfort and the peace of God surpass your understanding. I pray as you hear this and you begin to meditate on the word of the Lord, that you begin to rejoice in him, that you speak with a heart of gratitude and thanksgiving, not looking at the past, not looking at tomorrow, but being grateful for everything that is in today, every day. I pray that because your life will change when you do. No one outside of you have the authority. You have the authority that God has given you. You have the tools that God has given you to build a beautiful today. Family, God bless you, keep you, and I will talk to you soon. Have a good today.